The Ira Kaufman Podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's very first family of Ford dealerships, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Now is a great time to start following Bill Curry Ford Tampa on social media. They've got a huge, huge promotion coming out for March Madness, but also shop now at BillCurryFord.com. They present all of Ira Kaufman's work at JoeBucksFan.com. What a day it is on the Ira Kaufman Podcast. The sage of Tampa Bay sports is here. He's the king of Newport Richey, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Mr. Bill Curry Ford, playing with his microphone as we speak. Ira Kaufman, I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper is here. All the fun is presented by Bill Curry Ford, as we just heard. Ira, you have made a rare request. You've asked for time for an opening statement. So I'll just shut up.
First of all, the three of us are braving a strong north wind over here. We're sitting outside, but this is what we do. Now, Lee, this is the way I'm going to start. There's a famous blues song. It was written who knows when. There's about 40 different versions of it. And the opening line is, they call it Stormy Monday. Well, you know what, something, Lee? It ain't Stormy Monday around here, because it's a fantastic time to be a Buccaneer fan. And I'll tell you why. I can name like five guys right now that are going to begin, middle, and finish their career as a Buccaneer that are on the current team. That is a rarity. That is a rarity. So what does it mean that Chris Godwin declined with his agent to test the free agency market, where people are thinking he could have made more money than he signed with the Buccaneers? What does it mean that Bredesen doesn't want to test the free agent market? This is a glorious time for Buck fans, Steve. They don't even realize it. There is a hell of a culture at One Buck Place, Steve. All of a sudden, it's a destination for free agents. I'm sure there was interest on Reddick from other teams. He took the Buck offer. They didn't break the bank for him. They didn't overwhelm him. And Lee, Bredesen re-signs. Godwin re-signs. We saw what happened last year. David comes out of retirement, semi-retirement. If he didn't like the way things are going with the Bucks, he would have retired. He wouldn't have played for another team. He would have retired. So what I'm saying, Steve, and you don't dare disagree with me on this one, they have built something very, very impressive over at One Buck Place.
Well, it is a hell of a day, Ira, and I do have to disagree with you a little bit, but you know what? I got to at least ask Lee. Lee, do you have an opening statement? If Ira made one, did you have an opening statement?
It's a great time to be a Buck fan, Lee.
I have an opening statement because it's a great time to be Ira. Ira has been on a mission for his beloved coconut donuts.
Uh-oh.
We found three in the area, Ira.
Stop the presses.
The Ira's fans have spoken.
I don't want to drive to Lakeland, DeKemper.
If you want coconut donuts, you make an effort, and here's your effort. There are three coconut donuts in the Tampa Bay area. One in Palm Harbor, place called Cosmic Donuts. Another in Lakewood Ranch, Sarasota, place called Peachy's Donuts.
When I'm down there, I can say hello to Dick Vitale. All right.
Peachy's Donut truck was at the Strawberry Festival, and all the TikToks of the women I see, they give it an 8 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. So Peachy's Donut truck in Lakewood Ranch. And finally, a place called The Salty in Hyde Park. And it's called the Samoa. All these are coconut donuts.
Excellent research, Lee. So, Steve, are you familiar with Cosmic Donuts?
As wild and crazy as this sounds, on Sunday, I just happened to be with some family at a store next to Cosmic Donuts.
Whoa.
And I was bored out of my mind. This was a women's clothing store.
Uh-oh.
And so I started walking the plaza, and I saw this donut shop, and I had nothing to do. And I walked in to see if they had coconut donuts.
You had your antenna up about coconut donuts?
So sure enough, I walk into Cosmic Donuts and I ask the guy behind the counter, I said, I see a few coconut donuts there. They're very large, $2.49 each, very large coconut donut.
Keep going.
And I ask him, is this a regular thing or is this a special, the coconut donut? The kid looks at me, he's like, no, they're here all the time. I said, how early do I have to get in if I want to get a half a dozen? He's like, just come in the morning.
So why isn't, and I'm it, staring, th- I'm why sta- isn't it at this table right now, Steve?
So I'm staring at the coconut donut. And the kid's looking at me like, "Would you?" And he says, "Would you like a donut?" I said, no, I'll be back.
Wait, this is blasphemy.
Well, no, I wasn't going to buy it on Sunday and bring it to you Monday night.
It was stale and everything.
Who wants a stale donut?
But we know where it is now.
It looked good, big. Big
Thank
guy.
You, Lee. So I'm saying.
Listen.
Lee, am I overstating this?
Yes.
The culture at the Bucks. Am I overstating it?
No.
I don't know. I don't know how to say. I don't know if it's yes. I don't know if it's no. But I will say I am stunned and in shock that within, 10 minutes of the siren going off for free agency, all of a sudden, boom, 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 the
boom,
Bucks
boom,
have three
boom.
Players.
Boom,
Godwin,
boom,
which is a good sign, obviously. I don't think they would sign him. They thought he was damaged goods. Bredesen, that was a smart move. Obviously, Bredesen wanted to stick around. And then the stunner of stunners. I still think I'm in some kind of, Twilight Zone dream.
Not the Twilight Zone, Lee.
Jason Light broke down, and went out and signed an edge rusher. I'm still, I don't know if this is reality or I'm in Twilight Zone. I don't know what
he
to
say. He
did
it for you, Lee. He did it just for you.
I'm shocked.
Where do you want to start, Stevie?
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to start at BillCurryFord.com. That's where you got to shop for a new vehicle, BillCurryFord.com, family-owned, third-generation family dealership. Sean Sullivan, the GM of Bill Curry Ford, our draft guru, he has got the Ira Kaufman discount in his back pocket. You got to ask for that. But get to their website, see all the incredible things they do. They are open on Sundays now for express service. They've got the biggest service department in maybe in the world. It really is that.
I've got something to add to this Bill Curry Ford.
No, you're not adding
yes,
anything.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I have something personal.
Go ahead.
All right.
They have coconut donuts?
We were driving down to a show at the Capitol Theater Saturday night where we saw Roger McGuinn, the founder of the Byrds, and a two-hour show all by himself.
Tweet, tweet.
No band, by himself. So anyway, I'm driving down, and it's like 7:20, and the show starts at 8 o'clock, and I'm going down alternate 19 through Palm Harbor. And all of a sudden, on my dashboard, there's a light. Tire pressure.
It happens.
Back left tire pressure. Well, on the Ford Escape, we can look to see exactly what the tire pressure is. Well, it said left front 30, right front 30, right rear 30, left rear blank. Blank! Not even a zero. Blank. So I say to Marvin, what the hell's going on here? Should we keep going? We got another 15 miles to go. I pull into a 7-Eleven. I look at the tire. It's not flat. I go to the air pump. I put air into it. It doesn't change. It's still a dash next to the left rear tire. So I said, the sensor's wrong. There's nothing wrong with the tire. We drove there. No incident. We drove back. We even drove over the weekend somewhere. No incident.
Wow.
So today, I go on Bill Curry Ford's site because it's a Curry vehicle. And, Steve, as you've mentioned many times, it says they'll come to your house and take your vehicle and bring it back to you. I mean, this is incredible. So I'm in the process of doing that. I'm thinking maybe they might even be able to repair it when they come out on my driveway. I mean, who knows? I think you got to take the tire off and replace the sensor. There's a battery in the sensor.
This is one hell of a story.
So that's what's going on. I am shocked that they would offer something like coming up to your house and taking your car. That is remarkable.
So they took your vehicle?
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay, I haven't closed the deal yet.
All right.
They may come tomorrow.
That was fascinating, Ira. I appreciate that.
The tire sensor problem, Lee. Sensor.
BillCurryFord.com. Mobile service extraordinaire. All right, look. The Bucks signed Hassan Reddick today, and you mentioned re-signing Bredesen for 3 years, $22 million. Godwin getting $22 million a year.
I saw a write-up where somebody said they overpaid for Bredesen. They were stupid to bring them back.
Well, let's not be naive. To say these guys didn't test the free agent market is nonsense. They tested it all weekend. Their agents have been talking all over the place. So they knew what was out there for them. Absolutely. So, but still, yes, the culture, they want to play here. Why wouldn't they? This may be one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. Top three, top.
They want that continuity, Steve. They wanted it.
Godwin, he's beloved here, and he doesn't have to be a number one receiver somewhere else. And, there was chatter, I think it was Adam Schefter actually reported that the Patriots were throwing big money.
They're seeing it too, right?
I didn't see that.
I think Godwin could have got more money on the market.
Well, the Patriots have been floated out there for a couple weeks. There's Mike Girardi up in Boston. Oh, he's going to get $25 million. And I got to thinking about this. You're Godwin. Do you really want to go up to that mess? You got to deal with winner.
As long as the Bucks made a competitive offer, which they did.
Yeah, I mean, look, not exactly an attractive destination right now in New England with the Bills being as good as they are and Miami having a quality team with a lot of talent. And, you know, New England starting from scratch with a decent young quarterback, but you don't really know. So here they are, Ira. Now, I tell you that the Reddick thing, as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? You freaking guys could have had him last year. And I know that's negative, but you know what? Damn it. You know, that they could have had him last year. They could have traded for him.
That's a good observation.
Now, maybe, to be fair, maybe Philly would have said, no way, we're not trading.
The Jets.
No, Philly.
Philly. He was on trade.
Philly traded him to the Jets. Maybe Philly said, we're not trading you to the Bucs. No way. So that's not really fair because we don't know. The truth isn't out there.
You think they could have traded for him in the middle of last season? Is that possible?
It's possible, I guess, but you know he had such a bad year last year.
Well,
no training camp.
He didn't report till mid October.
Yeah.
So not an issue. But bottom line, Reddick was had last year for a 2026 third round pick, and man, if he came to Tampa last year,
could they have beaten
Washington?
That's
So here he is now, and it's a great signing because the Bucs didn't screw themselves by losing a draft pick. And you would think he's motivated for $14 million when you got edge rushers now making $35 million. If he just balls out for 1 year, he knows that he can cash in because he's not that old. And so it's a great signing. Curious to see what Jason Light has to say about it eventually when he's introduced here, if Reddick's willing to talk about that. But the question for Jason Light is, could you have had this guy last year?
Lee, are you surprised in any manner?
Yes.
That Reddick's surly attitude last season.
Was it surly?
I think it was surly. Is not considered a turnoff by the people calling the shots at One Buck Place.
Well, he didn't want
to. You know how they are on character.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to go to the Jets. Do you blame him? Who wants to go to the Jets? So he got traded there. He didn't want to go there. He tried to stiff arm him for more money.
He's a professional.
He's a professional, but people got down on him because he wanted to max out. He's had 50 sacks or 50 and a half sacks in his previous four seasons, and so he didn't want to go to the Jets.
When he joined the Jets, Lee, there were big expectations for the Jets. They were not a Don Trouton organization at that time with Aaron Rodgers.
We're talking about the Jets.
We're
talking about Woody Johnson.
I understand.
So he's like, I don't want to be here. I didn't want to go there. Philly traded me there, even though I expressed I didn't want to go there. So if you want me this bad, pay me. I can't kill the guy for that. I can't kill the
guy
for that.
Didn't do much when he did play, Steve.
No, one sack in a lost season and, you know, clean slate. But Bruce Arians drafted the guy in Arizona. He wrongly pegged him as an inside linebacker. He played inside linebacker for three seasons. After Arians left as well.
He was a bust. His sack numbers were not good.
He was a bust of a first-round pick. And they moved him to outside linebacker.
And boom.
And he exploded. Then he goes to Carolina in free agency. Explodes.
You mean Eagles.
No, he went to Carolina.
Was he? Okay.
Exploded for a year. Then he goes to the Eagles and continues to explode. And nonstop, then he goes to the Jets and it all fell apart.
I see two seasons he had at least five forced fumbles in two different seasons.
He's an animal.
I like that.
He's an animal.
I like that.
And he didn't just do it because he was in Philly, right? He did it before in Arizona. He did it in Carolina. So he's not just a one-team Philly wonder. Now, Josh Sweat went to Arizona. Big deal, but not that big of money. I think he's making not even $20 million. So that's interesting as well.
Reddick's not 25, Lee.
I understand.
Does that bother you?
It's a point of concern. But what's a bigger concern is the Bucks with 25-year-olds and 22-year-olds didn't get squat last year from the edge. That concerns me more.
It's exciting as hell.
And what's exciting also is it opens the draft wide open. Wide open. That doesn't mean they don't get another edge rusher. It doesn't mean that.
I don't know.
But they're not desperate. And they were desperate.
To me, it narrows the focus. It narrows the focus more on Jihad Campbell.
I like that guy, Lee. I think you're onto something.
I like him too.
That could be the guy.
And I think, you got your edge rushers. So I don't think they're going to necessarily. I see what you're saying, Ira. It doesn't mean you have to get an edge rusher or you have to get this. Correct. I don't think they have to get an edge rusher. I'm not going to whine if they get Mike Green. Or even this Michael Williams, is it, from Georgia?
Yeah.
Who, when he was healthy, he dominated.
I think Lee's onto something here, Steve, with this Alabama kid. Keep an eye on that. We're going to keep talking
I really like the guy, and I would love for him to come in and learn at the feet of Lavonte David. Who better than to learn from Lavonte David? And I just think that's...
And you're not banking on Servassier Dennis also.
Exactly. Who, you know, I was talking to Sean Sullivan. We mentioned Bill Crayford, the general manager. And, you know, he's really big on Servassier Dennis. And I'm like, I'm big on him too, but he's got to prove it to me that he can stay healthy. You know, I can't sit here on one hand and say, I'm going to get rid of Jamel Dean because he can't stay healthy. And on the other hand, embrace Servassier Dennis.
Hey, did Carlton Davis get paid today, too?
He got paid today. And he said he made a mistake re-signing with the Bucks. Nothing against the Bucks, but he said he should have gone to free agency. And he didn't do it, and he regrets it to this day. He's been pretty vocal the last couple weeks. I should never re-sign with the Bucks.
Stevie, any reservations on Reddick from your standpoint?
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. No, I have no reservations. If they believe he's healthy, which there's no reason to think he isn't, let's go. 1 year, $14 million, that's nothing in the NFL. That's nothing.
What about his histrionics last year with the Jets? I want to get paid. I'm not playing.
Like I was saying.
I'm not showing up.
Arians drafted him. Nick Rapone, I believe, also Kevin Ross was on staff in Arizona. They were there with him. People know him. Jason Light is very tight with Howie Roseman of the Eagles.
So they have intel. The Bucks have intel.
I'm not saying the Eagles are trying to help out the Bucks, but this is great. He's a lot better than Marquise Watts and Jose Ramirez.
Oh, my gosh.
And Joe Tryon-Shoyinka. So we'll see.
You feel there were other suitors for Reddick?
No clue. But you would hope that there were. I don't think it was a big market because, look, I don't think Reddick comes here.
Reddick didn't waste any time signing, Lee. He didn't waste any
time. I don't think Reddick comes here on a one-year deal for 14. If someone's out there willing to pay him 2 years.
40.
40, yeah. It doesn't make sense. So we'll see, but it's exciting. It's exciting, all right. Now, Godwin, let's not get lost.
I'm stunned.
All right, Godwin.
Let's not get lost. Godwin. We don't know if he's healthy. Now, I reached out, made a couple calls to find out, hey, what does this say about Godwin's health? Now, he's going to talk to the media on Tuesday, so he'll have a lot to say about that. But as we sit here Monday night, I don't know, but I assume that the Bucks think that he's healthy. But my real question is, he signed a 3-year deal. Are they thinking he'll be 100% next year or this year? That we're never going to get a straight answer on that.
Well, nobody's got better information about his rehab than the Bucks.
That's exactly what Lewis Reddick said.
They firmly believe he will bounce back.
When?
Could it be late September? Could be late September. It's not going to be December. They're not making a move like this if they think he's going to miss most of the season. They wouldn't do that. So
why not?
You don't do that. You don't do that.
Why not? If you really think he's going to be 100% on Thanksgiving, why not? You're going to go be ready for the playoffs.
I can't pay that kind of money for a guy playing half a year. But, knowing that he's only going to play half a year and not an injury in September, you know.
Which is worse, paying him or watching him leave?
Well.
If you really believe he'll be 100% by November 15th, why wouldn't you pay him?
Because I don't know what my record's going to be by November 15th. I could be it could be another mid-season slump. Lee, I'm glad he's back. Steve,
no, it's
he's going to be a Buck for life, just like Evans.
We'll see.
Evans
only has 1 year left on his contract this year. You think he's annoyed that Godwin's now making more than he is?
A little bit. They'll break something off for Mike Evans, Lee. They don't want an unhappy
Yeah,
Mike
they'll
Evans.
Do him right.
They'll do him right.
Ira, every team is looking for value and production in free agency. That's the combination, and that's Florida's Elite Restoration. You don't have to go hunting when you have a fire, flood, water damage, mold, storm damage, whatever it is. You don't have to search. You know Florida's Elite Restoration is there for you 24/7 to come out quickly with top technology and give you an absolutely free evaluation of what's happening. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Get there today. When you call, mention Ira or Joe Bucksfan, you'll get $500 back if you need their restoration services if you move forward. But they will battle your insurance company to make sure you get what's coming to you. There's a lot of corruption. You have to get your property restored. And you need someone fighting for your rights who knows what they're doing. That's Florida's Elite Restoration. Check out their 5-star Google reviews across the board. They serve the Tampa Bay area and well beyond across the state.
Florida's Elite Restoration.com.
You know, I just thought of this with Bredesen. I don't think there's any place he could have gone that he'd be better off than where he is with the Bucks. What I mean by that is he's got a first-round pick on his right side. He's got maybe a Hall of Famer on his left side. Name a left guard that's got in a better position than that.
Yeah, and he's got Bucky Irving making them all look good.
I couldn't believe I was reading an analysis from somebody that said terrible move by the Bucks. D minus for bringing Bredesen back for 3 years for 21 million.
Are these the same people that think this this Elijah
Klein?
Yeah, that yeah. he's the next Conrad Doebler.
Steve,
or something?
I'm on record saying if they would have lost Bredesen, I wouldn't have lost a lot of sleep over it.
No.
I'm glad they brought him back.
Yeah, look, this is Jason Light's dream. General manager Jason Light, this is his dream. He now has an offensive line.
That's young.
Everyone's 27 and under. All of them, 27 and under. They've all returning starters. No rookies, obviously.
And, on the fourth best offense.
And you get to roll out a young veteran offensive line, reasonably priced, to the NFL. This is Jason Light's dream. His dream as an ex-offensive lineman. He wasn't going to pass on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the draft's wide open. I love the guy that Lee's talking about from Bama. And, Lee, I wouldn't be shocked if they took a corner. I wouldn't be shocked.
No, and you know what? I don't know if it's still outrageous or not to think, well, maybe it is, but this Egbuka, the Chris Godwin clone from Ohio State, I don't know
if he's... do they need a Chris Godwin clone? They got the real deal.
Once again, like as Lewis Riddick said, and you astutely pointed out, Ira, no one knows better than the Bucks, what kind of condition Godwin is in.
Steve, I don't think it's an overstatement to say that today's move on Godwin, you got to think that the Bucks are encouraged by his rehab. There's no other way to look at it.
I hope so. I think so. Like I said, everything I read about that injury should be 6 to 8 months. So 8 months is June.
Lee, if he misses OTAs, I'm not going to cry about it.
Sage.
If he misses mandatory minicamp, I'm not going to cry about it.
Sage. Bredesen got $7 million. Robert Haynes, he got a 3-year, $21 million deal to be the starting center for the Jaguars.
That's a classic Jaguars move. Right?
How fired up is Jason Light about that? His backups, the guys he's casting off, are getting giant contracts.
Now,
you mentioned Carlton Davis.
Yes.
Carlton Davis, right, they traded Davis and 2 sixth-round picks and got back a third-round pick. And
Jalen McMillan.
And Davis is making big money. It says a lot for Light's drafting.
It does. I'm waiting for the Jamel Dean domino to drop, Lee. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that long, much longer.
To buttress is your one of your favorite words,
nice.
Ira. To buttress what Steve said about Light and his acumen. He's looking awful smart right now. He traded Carlton Davis for a third-round pick, and he bolts. If he would have stuck around, he would have bolted probably from the Bucks, and he had Bupkis. Now he's got Jalen McMillan.
Everything they've done so far, they haven't given up one freaking draft pick. Not one. They still got their draft picks. And Light loves that.
Yeah,
loves
he
it.
Did cough up 2 sixth-rounders for Davis included, but they can cry about that at $1. We're not going to cry about that here.
Is Hendrickson still around? I'm not saying for the Bucks, but
why not?
What's going on with Hendrickson?
Trey Hendrickson with Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean
he's awfully. I doubt they go get him because
no. But I mean, is he being linked to other teams? Hendrickson right now?
I haven't studied it because I've been
Miles Garrett's back in the pack, with Cleveland.
I've been ever since they got Reddick. I've been in ecstasy, and I don't know what the rest of the world's doing.
Reddick's numbers are pretty impressive, Steve. Even his tackles. I mean, he's an active guy.
If we pretend last year didn't exist, he's got incredible numbers.
And which is why the Jets wanted him.
And that's why he was cheap this year, because of last year. So hopefully all makes sense.
You're not put out by the contract holdout? That doesn't bother you at all?
I mean, Derek Brooks held out. What the hell?
You understand it?
He was a moron. No, I don't understand it at all. You sign the deal. He had to know last year, if I show up and kick ass, I can get out of here for massive money next year.
And, Lee, it might have cost him some money this year.
It cost him a fortune.
It cost him money.
Yeah, it cost him a fortune.
Cost him a fortune.
I can't kill a guy for wanting to max out his worth. I mean, Derek Brooks held out. Mike Evans damn near held out. We can go on.
But no one's going to worry about him. They didn't miss games.
He ruined his market value in a sense.
That's his problem. It's not the Bucks. Bucks are taking advantage of it. So, yay, Bucks.
All right, Ira. Now, you guys mentioned the draft. I try not to mention the draft.
I know.
But because it's too early.
Yeah.
However.
And we got Sean Sullivan weighing
man,
in on that.
Man, if they're going to. They got to do something for this offense. I've been saying this since the beginning. You can't just pretend you don't have holes or needs on offense.
Take it easy over there, Isbeth. Take it easy. You want to use your first round pick on an offensive player?
I didn't.
Now, come on.
I didn't say first round pick. But damn, they lost Hainsey, very valuable backup.
He's versatile.
He was dominant against the Saints on the road.
Easy.
In that one start he made, he was dominant.
Thin legs, thin body.
I'm saying he was a very good backup. I would applaud. Let's put it that way. I'd applaud because You're the one who sits here every week, the sage of Tampa Bay sports, every other month. You tell us
backup quarterback.
The Bucs got too lucky with injuries. They've gotten too lucky with injuries. This doesn't happen. Too lucky. I would love.
I was proven right last year.
I would love
they
to.
They got hit hard.
I'd love to see them.
On defense?
Overall. They got hit hard.
I'd love to see them maybe trade down or trade up a little bit and get a beastly, versatile offensive lineman late second, early third round. I would love that. Absolutely love that.
You mean a guy who's going to play 62 snaps in 4 months?
And
you're okay with that?
That's if everybody stays healthy. You're assuming they stay healthy. Let's bring in a monster, versatile swing tackle in here.
Wait, our fearless leader's talking about drafting a backup with a premium draft.
You're probably going to
take it easy.
You're probably going to use
him. Take it easy.
Ari, you know you're probably going to use him.
I'm not saying they should try to replace Hainsey, but I ain't using a second-round pick on
No, not
on
when
a
you need a cornerback, not Come when on, you need a safety.
All right.
Not when you need an inside linebacker, no.
How many games did backup linemen start for the Bucs last year on offense, Ira?
Three.
Left tackle, right tackle, center.
Nothing serious. No injuries were serious. Not serious.
He still plays a lot. Those games are critical.
Maybe they're cross-training this guy, Klein.
I can't.
Your favorite, Lee Klein.
I got nothing against Klein, but just eyeballing, he doesn't look near the same size as Wirfs or Schooley or all these the rest of them.
How's Schooley? You okay with Schooley?
He did okay once he got warmed up.
I'm just saying, Ira, if they trade up in the third round a little bit to get an offensive lineman that they think is special, when this is supposed to be a good year for O-linemen, I'm okay with it.
I'm not anti-Klein, but to your point, Ira, I mean, I see where Steve's coming from. I hear him. He's making sense.
It's the first time you've ever agreed with me against Nisbet.
Well,
this is a very special pick.
I can't buy a premium pick. A second-day
pick. A second-day pick.
I can't buy that when you got that many holes on defense. To spend a premium pick.
Well, now you might have one less hole on defense. Late, maybe.
Well, you still got holes. Inside linebacker, cornerback, safety. I can't spend a second-day draft pick to sit the bench when you got holes on defense.
You even suggested they might draft a defensive tackle for depth purposes.
Yeah, but not the second day.
I could see it. I can see it.
A rotation?
Look, Greg Gaines played a lot last year. Vita Vea misses time every single year. Kalijah Kancey misses time every single year. Eventually, Vea's 30. How long is he going to play? I can see them drafting
a defensive
tackle. How do you feel
Lee's linebacker at Alabama?
I think it would be awesome. It would be great. If you really believe in it, I'd love to see him trade up. If they really believe we're just assuming he'll be there at 19.
Yeah, he might not be there at 19.
He might be gone at 14.
That's right.
But if they really believe in him, I'd love to see him trade up. Go get him if they think he can make a difference right now. And inside linebackers, they start as rookies.
I hear he can rush the passer too, Lee.
They think they can. Daniel Jeremiah, I think he can play on the outside.
I heard Joe Tryon-Shanka could rush the passer.
What about corners, Steve? You okay with the corners as is?
They need a veteran backup outside corner. If they keep Dean, who's still here as of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Need a veteran outside cornerback in free agency,
would you re-sign the guy that got hurt last year from the Jets? Would you give him another look?
If you think he's healthy. Now, he dislocated his ankle as well, just like Chris Godwin. He did that in early September. He also broke his leg, but that heals
Did he play
quick.
A game? Did he play a
he
game?
Played opening day.
Opening
he
day.
Got yeah. hurt opening day. So he had the same injury as Godwin. I have no idea if this guy's healthy or
My
not.
My biggest problem with that guy, he's awful handsy.
And now, a flag waiting to happen? Lee?
Yes. Granted it was training camp practices. Granted it was underwear football, but those worthless preseason games. That guy makes the stupidest penalties by grabbing people. You know, he needs to have a priest or a nun stand alongside him with a ruler and smack him in the hands.
Nice. Steve, would you be upset?
You better add to this offense, Jason Lye. You can't just,
would you be upset?
Can't just walk in there and say we're good.
I hear you. Would you be upset at 19, sitting there, and them taking another pass rusher? Bother you?
No, of course not. Of course not. If you think an edge rusher is going to be...
look what the Eagles do. That's their
MO. Go for it. Man,
They load up.
Get a backup edge rusher if you think that's the case. If they do that, I would really make it a point to bring back Shaq Barrett if you think he's... And Jason Light spoke very highly of Shaq Barrett at the Combine. Love to have Shaq back, he said. If you can get Shaq cheap to help mentor a young guy.
Well, mentor is one thing. I don't want him. I don't want him playing.
No.
50 snaps.
If you draft a rookie edge rusher and you think Chris Braswell is going to shock the world, let's get.
say that again, Steve. I like it when you
let's
say
get
that.
A good mentor in there.
Shock.
Hell of a first day. Hell of a first day for the Bucks.
I'm telling you, he's in stunned disbelief.
Yeah,
I mean, I think I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. I'm waiting to hear ding, 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 ding.
So Reddick put it over the top for you.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I still can't believe it.
And we haven't talked much about Reddick on this podcast, Steve.
Well, he didn't do anything last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most people ignored him, but here he is. This was the guy Lee was hammering away every day last year.
No character concerns, Lee? Reddick?
What, are we supposed to wait for some cop to say he raped somebody or something? I mean,
there's a weird story on Reddick out there that I looked into last year. It's bizarre. He had an investment.
P. Diddy?
No, he had an investment in like an old folks home, a couple of senior living facilities, but I don't think there's anything there. And he had the wrong person running it for him, and they fixed the issues. But
speaking of old age homes, I might need one in a couple of years, Steve.
I don't think so, Ira. I don't think so.
You're still spry, Ira.
What are you expecting out of Reddick, Lee? What do you want? What do you want? You want 11 sacks? What do you want?
Oh, well, we're going there. Hell yeah.
Hell
I want
yeah.
15, you know?
Yeah.
Why stop at 11?
Be dangerous.
I like it.
Make Todd Bowles say, I can't drop this guy in coverage. He's too dangerous. That's what we need.
And make Todd Bowles say, we can rush with four. I'm going to play an aggressive defense.
Bucks fans, you may have seen it on social media or at joebucksfan.com. We now have a new show at WDAE 95.3 FM and AM 620. The Joe Bucks Fan Show, airing weekends, varying times for now. But check joebucksfan.com on Saturdays or follow us at Joe Bucks Fan on X, and you'll see when the show's running.
Florida's Elite Restoration.com.
All right, Sage, look, it's exciting. Now, in a sense, not much changed, but a lot changed. I got pulled up here. Lee was dancing.
Well, he was dancing. It started with Levante David.
Let's go back to David. Right. So, David, the Bucks are paying him more than Bobby Wagner got. He's getting like whatever it is, $9.5 million guaranteed, $10 million option, or whatever
it was.
He's
better than Wagner right now.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
I think he's better than Wagner right now.
I don't think so. Wagner's fantastic. You can't throw shade at Bobby Wagner to prop up David. They're both awesome.
I just said right now, no. I think David's a better player.
Either way,
I got some information for you.
This David thing is fantastic. And I feel like he played the Bucks a little bit to get more money. But they're paying him a lot of money. The Bucks used to pay. Rondé Barber kept making less money each year. Levante David's making more money each year as he gets older.
Bowles doesn't want to think about going to war without Levante David.
I don't blame him.
That's just the way he is.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him either.
Here we go. You got me going with Bobby Wagner. You know where I'm going to go.
I do. I saw a chart.
Yeah. Granted, both those guys, their numbers are very identical. Except, you know, you're always hung up on takeaways. Levante David's got like triple the number of takeaways and forced fumbles than Wagner. And every once in a while I hear people talk about, in a sober mind, they talk about Bobby Wagner in the Hall of Fame. Well, Levante David's got better numbers than a hell of a lot more. It's like, it is so criminal how people have shat on Levante David. And I know that, and you're not saying this to be negative. You're saying this to be accurate. You're saying
realistic.
This to be, realistic and reasonable. That good, bad, or indifferent, Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors look at Pro Bowls. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying that's good. It just is, which you always point out, and people jump on you about that. Yeah, and people jump on you for that. And so when people, you know, Levante David doesn't get to a Pro Bowl, and people say, oh, the Pro Bowl, who cares? Nobody watches it. It sucks. Nobody gives a damn. It doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And Levante David may, I'm not saying he will, may get shut out of the Hall of Fame because of that dumbass game.
All I'm trying to do, Steve, is provide some insight into the process. I've been doing it for 20 years, Lee. I know what goes on in that room.
And David is the same.
And when you compare him with his contemporaries, Kuechly and Wagner, whether you like it or not, they were picked for the All-Pro teams year after year, and David was not.
I'm hoping.
And they were contemporaries. So that's a fact.
Whomever your successor is, I hope they're able to talk common sense to their fellow selectors. Like, okay, I know you guys value all pros and Pro Bowls, but look at this guy's numbers. He's got just as much jewelry as freaking Bobby Wagner, and everybody's going to – I got to calm down here. Everybody's going to go bananas about Bobby Wagner. This man has better numbers, and he's a contemporary.
But
he plays in the NFC South. And everybody – you know, if Levante David played in the NFC East –
or the AFC North, or even the NFC North for that matter, there'd be freaking bridges named after him.
Wagner made his bones with the Legion of Boom. And everybody, they were on TV a lot.
But you can't sell me on that argument. Levante David has been on TV for 5 years, high profile, big time, big money. He's gotten a
NFC
lot of
NFC South. People crap all over the NFC South.
They crap on the NFC West too. They have.
I've also heard a couple of voters say if it was just going to be statistics, we might as well feed it into a machine.
What I'm saying is
not even have voters.
Yeah, look, they're all Hall of Famers in my book. But Levante David, I don't think the argument washes anymore when he's played in a million primetime games. He won a Super Bowl. He's played a lot of playoff games. He gets a lot of respect. There's a lot of people who respect the last 5 years, 6 years. He gets a lot of chatter. He really does.
The same reason why the Bucks aren't up there with, you know, the Cowboys. They always bring it up. It's NFC South. They always bring it up. Oh, he plays in the NFC South. Oh, the Bucks play in the NFC South. It's always, they play in the NFC South.
But so did Luke Kuechly. I'm just saying, I can't say what I want to say about that.
I like Kuechly, but there's another reason.
I'll say one thing definitively. I think a chance in the world Levante David is getting in the Hall of Fame his first year of eligibility.
Oh, no, I don't.
That is not happening.
I absolutely agree with you.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Unless, but Kuechly didn't just get in.
Exactly.
He didn't get in.
Yeah. Unless.
Uh-oh.
He plays another couple of years,
and he gets another
in addition
Super Bowl?
To this season, and he gets another Super Bowl.
You got to be Ray Lewis. You got to be Ray Lewis to be a
I understand.
Thatcher.
I understand. Yeah. Now, look, I put a lot of blame on the Glazers for this. Okay? You see the Glazers investing a few nickels to put up billboards, vote Levante David in the Pro Bowl. You see them saying, going all out to get him in the Pro Bowl.
What, you mean, flying banners over stadiums?
Seattle has the 12th man. They've got a rabid home base. You see the Glazers investing cash to counter that? No. They say they care, but what do they do about it? Well,
they listen to this podcast, so things could change.
Well, they don't want to do it. You can moan all you want about Levante David, but if you don't do something about it, you're worthless.
The good news is he's going to be a Buccaneer in 2025, Lee.
Yeah, maybe this is the year they step up and say, we're getting Levante David in the Pro Bowl. What do we have to spend to do it?
Well, Steve's got me thinking.
And they're going to push for Simeon Rice to get into the Hall of Fame.
Steve's got me thinking here, and I'm kind of veering off subject. It came out over the weekend, Sports Business Journal, that no later than 2028, there will be a new official name for the stadium where the Bucks play. Why not JoeBucksFan.com Stadium?
That's outstanding, Lee. What do you expect in the next week or two in free agency? What do you expect?
I expect another couple of podcasts this week. So, Sage, we're out of here. Mm. We're abrupt.
Ira Kaufman Memorial Stadium.
Oh,
Memorial.
Beautiful. Two more podcasts, right, Stevie? Two more.
Sage, thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Florida's Elite Restoration. Thank you, Bucks, for putting an edge rusher. Lee's going to sleep well tonight.
Thank you, Jason Light.